I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update.
כי המטרה היא מטרה מאוד ברורה, להחזיר את תושבי הצפון בטוח. כדי לעשות את זה, אנחנו מכינים את המהלך של התמרון. והמשמעות שהנעליים הצבאיות שלכם, מגפי התמרון, נכנסות לתוך שטח האויב, נכנסות לכפר.
Sound of Israeli Army Chief Herzi Halevi telling soldiers the military is preparing for a possible ground operation in Lebanon. He spoke Wednesday as Hezbollah launched dozens of projectiles into Israel, including a missile aimed at Tel Aviv that was the militant group's deepest strike yet. Meanwhile, during a meeting with the Gulf Cooperation Council, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says diplomacy is the way to prevent more escalation as Israel and Hezbollah continue fighting.
We've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war and to move to a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes.
A joint statement negotiated on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly says the recent fighting is intolerable and presents an unacceptable risk of a broader regional escalation. Pakistan's military says that security forces have killed 8 militants in an overnight raid on their hideout in a former stronghold of the Pakistani Taliban. This is in the restive northwest bordering Afghanistan. It's at Thursday that the troops also seized weapons and ammunition. The military provided no other details. Such operations often target the Pakistani Taliban, which is a separate group, but a close ally of the Afghan Taliban who seized power in Afghanistan in 2021. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is returning to Washington as U.S. support for his country's fight against Russia faces a reckoning in this year's presidential election. On Thursday, he plans to meet separately with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president. Harris has pledged to continue sending military assistance to Ukraine if she is elected. But in remarks this week, Republican presidential nominee and former U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion.
Ukraine is gone. It's not Ukraine anymore. You can never replace those cities and towns, and you can never replace the dead people, so many dead people. Any deal, even the worst deal, would have been better than what we have right now. If they made a bad deal, it would have been much better. They would have given up a little bit.
Trump has said that Russia never would have invaded if he were president, and that he would put an end to the war if he returns to the White House. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Congress avoiding a temporary government shutdown.
The House and Senate gave swift approval to a bill that keeps federal agencies funded through December 20th. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the bill.
As I've said all year, the only way to get things done is with bipartisan support.
The Senate voted to approve the measure shortly after the House passed it earlier in the afternoon. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature.
This is how things should be done, without brinksmanship, without delay.
Lawmakers now face another difficult round of fiscal negotiations at the end of the year. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Forecasters are warning that Hurricane Helene will intensify into a major storm before striking the U.S. state of Florida and further inland as it heads northward across the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said on Wednesday that some areas of the Big Bend area of Florida's northwestern coast could see storm surges of up to 6 meters when Helene makes landfall sometime late Thursday. Hurricane warnings extended well into Georgia, and tropical storm warnings extend as far as North Carolina. Forecasters say it could become a Category 4 hurricane when it strikes the coast. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Isaac formed Wednesday night, adding to an already busy Atlantic hurricane season. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.